last weekend, but the last time I taught here, I was teaching on moving forward. And thanks to the praise team, glory to God, I hadn't connected with y'all, but y'all was in tune because I was like, I've been playing that back to back to back to back. That's been in my spirit. God, what I mean by that, usually when I'm teaching is something that's been given unto me prophetically by him, a rhema word, a spoken word by God. So I cannot shake moving forward. It has been so, what should I say, just so deep embedded in my spirit until I, you know, even when I'm dreaming, which I don't dream real often, I'm thinking of going forward, moving forward. So I'm going to review some of the things that I taught the last time I was here, but I have a couple more things to add to that, okay? Do y'all mind if I review a little bit just to make sure we're clear? Okay, praise God. So let's go to Exodus chapter 14, which is my foundation of scripture, verse 10 through 15. Exodus chapter 14, verse 10 through 15. Somebody say moving forward. That's the subject for today, moving forward. And this is talking about the Israelites when they had left Egypt and they were going forward. They were getting ready to move. They were getting ready to cross over into the, going across the Red Sea. Matter of fact, when Pastor taught last week, remember he said that this was a nugget that I received about Jordan meaning freedom. Right. So somebody say, I'm crossing over the Jordan, into the land of freedom. And when I say a land of freedom, I'm talking about total freedom. I'm not talking about, you know, you free in one area and then tied up in another area. Amen. We're talking about good success, as Pastor Rex have been teaching us, godly success. That's when everything is balanced. Somebody said, we are not talking about perfect. We're talking about balanced, living a godly Zoe lifestyle. Now, I'm going to go ahead and read scriptures. And it says, when Pharaoh drew near, the children of Israel lifted their eyes, and behold, the Egyptians marched after them. So they were very afraid. A lot of times when you're getting ready to move forward, there will be things set up by the enemy. Somebody say, everything is not about the devil. But we do have to be aware that he is our adversary. So you know what he's going to do. He's going to try to present a picture to you to cause you to stay stuck wherever you are. Okay? So he told them, he said, look, so they were very afraid. Do y'all see this? And the children of Israel cried out to the Lord. Then they said to Moses, who was their leader, because there was no graves in Egypt, have you taken us away to die in the wilderness? Why have you so dealt with us to bring us up out of Egypt? Is this not the word that we told you in Egypt, saying, let us alone that we may serve the Egyptians? For it would have been better for us to serve the Egyptians than that we should die in the wilderness. In other words, they were like questioning his leadership. Anytime you're getting ready to do something significant, the enemy wants you to look at everybody around you. He don't want you to look at self. A lot of times we have to do self-examination. Am I afraid to move forward? Pastor's been teaching this word. Why am I still in the same position I was in last month this time? Because the enemy knows if he can stop you with fear, he got you. Thank you. He got you. He knows that sometimes all he got to do is suggest fear, Brother JoJo. You know, if you do that, what bank going to give you a loan? You ain't even talked to anybody. You haven't, I'm talking so loud, Emma. I'm waking y'all up. But you haven't even spoken with anybody. So the enemy wants you to start off even with a thought of fear to paralyze you and to keep you from moving, period. Not just forward, to move at all. He wants you stuck where you are. Fear will always paralyze you. I just heard the Holy Spirit say that. That's why God told them, don't be afraid. Matter of fact, let me give you a little nugget. I got to slow down. Oh, I'm hearing you talking loud, God. He began to share with me just a minute ago. Remember when the spies went out to spy out the land? If you don't know the story, go back and read it in the Old Testament, okay? There were only two came back with a good report, and the rest of them came back with a negative report. Why? Because they said, there's Jebusites, Hibusites. They were talking about all the giants that was in the land. They were afraid without even trying to do what God said they could do. They just went to look and was terrified from just looking. How are you going to move forward when a look have you paralyzed? Amen. But let me give you a little nugget. If you keep on reading, you'll find out that when they came to Rahab, when the spies came to Rahab's house, the first thing Rahab told them, she said, we heard about your Lord and we were scared of y'all. Do you get the nugget that's in that? They were scared of the giants, and the giants was intimidated by them because they had heard about their God. There are some people that you're intimidated with. I don't know who this is for, but they're intimidated by your God because they know something that some of the Christians don't even know. There are some unbelievers that got more faith in what God can do than Christians. Okay, I know y'all didn't want to believe that. They're intimidated by you. And let me give you a nugget, another nugget. Never let them see you sweat. Say, you know, this ain't in the Bible. She's just giving us a little wisdom right here. Never let people see you sweat. If you are afraid, just do it afraid. You walk in the room, and I tell our kids, it's like you own the place. You walk in a room, and you walk in there, and you let the people know, I'm here. Amen. Then, God forbid, those of us who got a little bit of Holy Ghost, just a little bit. And when I say God forbid, y'all know how I'm saying this. But imagine with those of us with some Holy Spirit. So not only do you walk in the room like you own the place, but the Holy Spirit is your helper, and he's here to back you up. Matter of fact, he said, don't even worry about what you're going to say. I'll tell you what to say. Now, how can we lose if the word we use? You can't lose. So you can keep going forward even within the midst of the enemy trying to paralyze you. Joyce Myers had a book that really blessed me, but the title of the book is Just Do It Afraid. One of her books, she talked, just do it. Trust me, anytime that you're getting ready to move forward, a normal person going to have some kind of apprehension. There's going to be something, you know, well, maybe not you guys, but most people, you know, somebody in the CD lane. There's going to be some kind of apprehension with anybody because, you know, a normal person, you know, you want to make sure you're doing things right, but you got to trust God and keep moving forward.
Right.
Watch this. And Moses said to the people, do not be afraid. Stand still and see the salvation of the Lord, which he accomplished for you today. This battle is not yours. It's the Lord's.
Amen.
The only fight we're supposed to be fighting, mother, is the good fight of faith. And what's a good fight of faith? What's a good fight? A fight that you know that you win. Oh, I heard that you're capable of winning. A good fight is not me and Evander Holyfield, even though he's been at the ring for a while. I wouldn't even dare try to touch him. You and Floyd Mayweather. You have no kind of training. No, that's not a good fight. Because I'm going in knowing that I'm not equipped. Oh, let me go on this side of the room. But if I go in the ring with somebody who I feel like I'm equipped to handle, guess what? That's a good fight. That could be a good fight. But guess what? Jesus already paid your price. When you get in that ring, you're in there with Jesus. Now watch this, he says. For the Egyptian, oh, I'm preaching myself happy. He says, stand still and see the salvation of the Lord, which he will accomplish for you today. For the Egyptians whom you see today, you shall see again no more. Some of the tests that you're going through right now that's trying to keep you stuck where you are, it's just a test. Don't panic.
Amen.
He's saying the lack you're seeing today, when you pass this test, you'll see that lack no more. The healing that you believe in God for today, once you pass this test, you'll see that disease no more. Okay, y'all looking at me in that tone of voice. The Lord will what? Fight for you. And you should what? Hold your peace. I don't have to argue with people when it's time to push forward.
Okay.
I'm not going to try to tell you I done made up my mind. I'm, no, I'm moving forward.
Amen.
I understand why God told me what he said. I'm going to tell you something in a minute. Look what he said. The Lord will fight for you and you should hold your peace. And the Lord said to Moses, why do you cry to me? Tell the children of Israel to go forward. Pastor Trace is telling you today that God said, move forward. Go forward.
Amen.
Watch this. I heard you. Well, somebody saying Proverbs 3:25-26. I'm still afraid, Pastor Tracy. I hear you talking about, I just don't trust God like that. Go to Proverbs chapter 3, verse 25 and 26. I got to work this out. Do not be afraid of sudden terror. Who afraid of Ebola? You got folks running around here now, I mean terrified. Saints gone wild. He said, do not be afraid. I got you. Matter of fact, the scripture says, if you go over and read it, he says, I will deliver you from deadly diseases. That's what he said. So are you going to be afraid or are you going to trust him? I'm not going to live my life in fear and have Jesus. I'm not going to bed worried about if I had to go to Africa, I'm going over there and coming back. If I have to go out in society, which you have to go, I'm not going to work afraid. I'm not going to the grocery store afraid. I'm not. Okay. Matter of fact, I heard this. Fear will attract the wrong thing to you, actually. Job said the thing I feared the most came upon me. So when you're so afraid that you're going to get something, actually you have faith for that thing. Okay, that's a nugget. No trouble from the wicked when it comes. I'm not going to be afraid. For the Lord will be your confidence and will keep your foot from being caught. Do y'all see this? I'm not afraid of terror. I'm not afraid of ISIS. I'm not afraid of I'm not afraid of flying on an airplane. Okay, somebody got quiet then. I'm not afraid of riding on a motorcycle. Well, what about the people who got killed? I don't know what they believe. Let me tell you another nugget. I was telling our assistant this on our way here. One thing Dr. Price taught us, and it stuck in my spirit, never judge what God can do based upon people's lives around you. Let me go on this side of the room. Never judge what God can do based upon the people you see around you. Don't let it happen. Why? Because I don't know what you're believing for. I don't know what you're speaking in the privacy of your home, but I know that God's word is true and it cannot fail. If he said he'd deliver me, then that's what I believe. I'm not going to be moved off of what I'm seeing. Okay, go to Psalms 34:4 in the New Living Translation. Psalms 34:4 in the New Living Translation. I don't know about you, but I'm ministering to myself today. He says, I prayed to the Lord. Y'all read this. Ready, let's read. So you can read it for yourself. Ready, let's read. I prayed to the Lord, and he answered me. He freed me from all my fears. Now, what you afraid of now? I thought about that song. I know y'all sleep, but I ain't afraid of no ghosts. I'm a demon buster. Y'all remember Ghostbusters? You walking around with all this power and you afraid? Wow. I remember growing up as a kid. This is a funny story. But my daddy always kept his peacekeeper with him. Anybody know what a peacekeeper is? Ask somebody else when you get home. A little piece of steel, you know, that like if somebody do try to pull something stupid. And I remember whenever I would go out with my dad, this is the truth, I was never afraid, even as a kid. Like, I don't care what was going on. I remember going downtown Mobile. We grew up in Alabama, and we would go to Mardi Gras, and people drunk and acting stupid. But as long as we were with our daddy, and I felt like he had that peacekeeper, I wasn't in fear. I promise you, I felt good to know that he had the peacekeeper. Somebody said this morning, you have a peacekeeper.
You have a peacekeeper.
He goes with you everywhere you go.
Amen.
Holy Spirit is your helper.
Yes, thank you, Lord.
Jesus said, I'll never leave you nor forsake you. This is a true story for whoever this for in fear, because I wasn't going here. But I heard a man of God saying that he was traveling and he heard the Holy Spirit tell him to stop at this particular bar. And he went inside this particular bar, and the Lord told him, it was a big old guy. It was a place where a lot of bikers hang out. Like tough bikers, like them rough ones, you know, not them cute ones like Sheila and Tanya, but them rough ones, right? Praise God. Like my brother Shaq in Mobile, y'all haven't met him yet. He a hard die rider. He one of them kind you got to get initiated into the motorcycle gangs, you know. He pride himself on how many folks he done, you know, messed up and all this stuff. He came to Chicago and got free, praise the Lord. But anyway, he went into a biker's bar, and he said it was a real big, heavy guy that the Lord told him, go over there and tell him I love him. He was like, Lord, you better make sure this is you. Because if I go over here and tell this guy this, what you have said to me, I don't know what could happen, but I'm going to trust you. So he said he went over there and told the big biker guy, God said he loves him. The guy picked him up by his collar and threw him up against the wall. How about he bounced off the wall? He said a guy got ready to punch him and actually hurt his hand trying to hit him in the face. Guess what happened? The helper stepped in. See, that's why we cannot be afraid. He did not allow fear to keep him from being obedient to God. Instead, a guy bowed down on his knees and got saved.
Wow.
Said, listen, I don't know what's holding you, but whatever it is you got, I want it. So we cannot be afraid. He would free us from what? All of our fears. I told our kids, I had a very bad fear of being at home by myself. This is the truth. Somebody said, it can keep you from moving forward. It can keep you from moving forward when you're fearful. When I was in high school, it was a young man that was at, we lived not far from a nightclub. And he thought that he was at home and his wife wouldn't let him in the house. So he's beating on my bedroom window, like, you know, we found out this later, but he's beating on my window. He's just really violently beating. Wake me up out of my sleep, and I'm like, good God, what is going on? And so finally he couldn't get in that window because we had stormproof windows. He went through the front of the house and was beating on the back of the door like he's trying to get in. So my daddy woke up with the peacekeeper. Somebody said he had the peacekeeper, still had the peacekeeper. So daddy comes in there and he's really getting ready to shoot this guy because this guy's trying to come in the door. And so my sister and I were saying, daddy, don't kill, don't shoot. We was afraid, okay? To make a long story short, this guy went out and got drunk and he did not realize he was at the wrong house. He thought his wife wasn't letting him in. So he came to our house thinking that he was at the right place. Are y'all listening? But after that incident, I lived in fear. I mean, if my parents left town, I had to go stay with somebody. I mean, I couldn't walk from the front door to the back door because of fear. But one day I got saved. Y'all don't hear what I'm telling you. Pastor Rex travels to Asheboro and I'm sleeping like a baby. Call me and wake me up. I mean, I can go anywhere now, stay, no fear. And I was telling my kids about it. They was like, well, mommy, what happened? My growth and trust in God. I had to move forward. I'm not going to let what happened in my past keep me in fear and bondage. So what am I telling you this morning? You have to make a conscious choice that I'm going to move forward. Go to Job 17 and 9 in the New Living Translation. Job chapter 17 and verse 9. I want to show you something. Job 17 and 9. Are you guys here?
Amen.
Job 17 and 9. Listen, the righteous keep moving forward. And those who those with clean hands become stronger and stronger. So not only should you move forward, but somebody say, keep it moving. See, you can make one step, just like I'm walking right now, and I stay right here. Bad as I want to keep going there, to the end of this aisle, guess what? If I don't make a conscious effort to keep moving, I'm going to stay right where I was. You guys have to make a conscious effort to keep moving forward in God. And I'm going to give you some nuggets on how to do that. Oh, I heard you, Lord. Go to Isaiah 43 and 18. Wow. This is blessing me.
Amen.
Ooh, good God from Zion. Okay. Do not remember the former things, nor consider the things of old. In other words, whatever happened in your past, let it go.
Amen.
I don't know who this is for, but I will say this. I'm going to say it. Y'all going to be obedient. God began to share something with me. He said, let them know that even concerning death, now who this is for, maybe somebody on the CD, because you choose to go forward doesn't mean you've forgotten your loved one. The enemy tried to make you feel, because he did it with me when my daddy passed, well, if you go ahead and enjoy life, you don't forget about them. No. I'll make a conscious decision. I got to keep it moving. Because if I stay back here and wallow in this, it'll take me somewhere I don't want to go and keep me somewhere I don't want to be. So you have to make a conscious choice to keep going forward. Matter of fact, go to 1 Thessalonians chapter 1 and verse 4. Holy Spirit, show me how to get this to them quickly without. You got to make a choice to move forward. 1 Thessalonians, what did I say? Chapter 1, verse 4 in the Message Translation. I want that in the Message Translation. I'm going to read it in the Message Bible. Let's read this. Ready? Let's read. It is clear to us, friends, that God not only loves you very much, but also has put his hands on you for something special. So what am I saying? You got to move forward because there's an assignment that you have to do. It's something special that only you can do, Chappelle.
Amen.
Is that not good news? Why would you let your past keep you from moving forward when you know, sister, that God has his hands on you and it says something special?
Amen.
I don't know about you, but when I was reading this, it just made my heart feel good. There's something special about your life. You know, people say, you thank you all of that. Yeah, God do too.
That's right.
Don't ever let anybody make you feel bad about you being confident in yourself.
Right.
Now, it's one thing for arrogance, but it's another than confidence. Amen. The Bible said, don't think more highly than you ought to think, Brother Joe. So that means I should be thinking highly, but just not more highly than I ought to think. And God said, think highly.
Amen.
Matter of fact, go to Jeremiah 29 and 11. Let me tell you what God said about your life. So, yeah, you can think high.
That's right.
Jeremiah 29 and 11. Jeremiah 29 and verse 11. For I know the thoughts that I think towards you. So who gives a crap? I was going to say a rat because I always said it to my kids, but I mean, church, I'm going to keep it holy. But who cares what the devil thinks about you? Stop worrying about people's opinion. For I know the thoughts that I think towards you. God is a romantic man. Oh, my God. You want to watch Days of Our Lives? Go ahead, get in the Bible. Good God. For I know the thoughts that I think towards you, Tracy, says the Lord. Thoughts of peace and not of evil to give you a future and a hope. And some translations say, and an expected end. God has something special for your life, a future and a hope, but you got a part to play. You got to keep it moving forward.
Amen.
Let me tell you what he told me before day this morning when I was up. Just because you experience what appears to be a temporary backing up doesn't mean you're not moving forward or that you're stuck. Did y'all hear this? Just because you experience what appears to be a temporary backing up doesn't mean you're not moving forward or stuck. What do you mean? He gave me an illustration some years ago. Pastor Rex and I, we were in a house, and We were working for another company, another church, and to make a long story short, we had to venture in another direction God was leading us, okay, leading us. So we had a 5-bedroom house, and we downsized to 3 bedrooms, because for one thing, the kids all on top of each other anyway. Why have 5 more for me to clean up when we could downsize to 3 and you know, move forward? So common sense dictated. Y'all didn't hear that. We didn't say Jesus said it. Common sense and wise counsel dictate that we downsize for a minute. Are y'all listening? So this is the illustration God gave me. He said it's like a car that's in a garage. Okay, you see that wall? Oftentimes, well not oftentimes, every time, you got to back it up to take it forward. Y'all didn't hear that. You had to back the car up because the wall is in front. He told me to give you these examples. For an example, you downsize on the house, now you got more seed to sow because you didn't need all that space. That don't mean that you know, see, but if you're worried about other people, what they going to say? They going to think we lost our, I don't care what y'all think. Y'all not paying these bills every month. Okay, for an example, you got divorced, but guess what? You no longer in bondage. Bye. I'm not mad, and I believe in making it work. I'm not up here saying, you know, hey, get divorced. That's the thing to do. No, but it didn't work. You tried it. But I'm not going to be in bondage. God, hey, thank you, Lord. Drop the hero. I get the zero. I mean, drop the zero and wait for the hero. Amen. So that's not a bad. Actually, you are moving forward because when you was with him, you was in bondage. Okay, y'all didn't get this. Just like you took a job in your career field with less pay, but better opportunities for growth.
That's right.
Amen. Maybe I'm not making as much at in the office as I was at Walmart. Maybe Walmart paid me 10, the office paying me 8, but guess what? In the office, I'm learning things I need to do to start my own business. So it looks like I'm backing up, but guess what? God is moving me forward. So I won't be stuck. Did y'all get that? Do I need to repeat that? So just because you experience what appears to be a temporary backing up doesn't mean you are not moving forward or stuck. Do y'all get that? Matter of fact, go to Ooh, go to Isaiah 43:19 in the Good News Translation. Ooh, this is blessing me. Is this blessing any of you guys?
Amen.
Go in the Good News Translation. Good news. Isaiah 43:19, Good News Translation. You don't have that one? Good God. But anyway, I'll read this. It says, watch for the new thing I am going to do. It is happening already.
Amen.
You can see it now. Do y'all hear this? He said, watch for the new thing I am going to do. It is happening already. You can see it now. I will make a road through the wilderness and give you streams of water. He said, it's happening right now. You don't have Isaiah 43:19? Because that's verse 1. If he could just take it to 19, I'll see what that translation says. Guess he's gone. Praise God. Let's give you the steps to moving forward. Y'all ready for the steps again? Say, God is doing a new thing. And just because it appears to others I'm backing up doesn't mean I'm actually moving forward. See, that's why you got to embrace the new thing. Because sometimes when it's new, for an example, I remember when I left our old church, people act like I was leaving God. You know, I was like, well, I told our pastor, and I think I shared this, it's not that I'm against the church, I just need more. And he appreciated me for letting him know. I said, I just need more. And see, a lot of times, especially if you're leaving ministries and churches, and sometimes folks can make you feel like, you know, you're leaving God. Matter of fact, I'm following God. Because this brook have dried up here. There are new seasons in our lives. And see, if I had been holding on to my kindergarten teacher, I would have never graduated from college. If I'd have held on to my middle school and high school teachers, I could have never graduated from college. So there's times when God is causing you to move forward, and that doesn't mean that everybody around you is going to appreciate it.
Amen.
I don't know who this is for, somebody on CD land. But stop explaining to people when God moves you forward.
Amen.
There were some of our old church members, and they would try to, you know, throw little hints and carry on. I said, I'm following Jesus. Matter of fact, sing the song, follow Jesus. Take no chance of getting lost. Because see, when I lean to my own understanding, the Bible says it can defeat you.
Wow.
Trust in the Lord with all of your heart and lean not to my own understanding. Because see, when I'm figuring it out, it makes more sense to go to the church I was raised up. Whoever this is for, where I was raised. But you don't know, Grandma went there because she didn't have a car. She just walked to the front door. She would have left if she had some transportation. Let me go on this side of the room.
Amen.
But when you're holding on to things, I heard this, even traditions, and you don't even understand why they work the way they work. You're just holding on, don't know why, and it's keeping you from moving forward. I know y'all heard the illustration about the girl with the turkey for Thanksgiving. I know y'all probably heard this one before. Her grandmother always cut the end of the turkey butt. Every time she would fix the Thanksgiving dinners and, you know, Christmas dinner, they would be at grandma's house. So when she got to Thanksgiving, when they came to her house for Thanksgiving, she made sure she cut the butt off the turkey. She was like, let me make sure I get this, you know, I'm cut this off. And so finally her husband was like, why did you do this? She said, I don't know, grandma always did that. So when grandma came over for dinner, she said, grandma, why did you always cut that butt off? Grandma said, because I never had a pot that was big enough. See, the point being made is that we can keep doing things and holding on to stuff and don't even know why, and it's keeping you from moving forward. She wasted a good whole turkey. Okay, y'all looking at me in that tone of voice. Behold, I will do a new thing. Now it shall spring forth. So the other translation said it's happening when? Now. Look, shall you not know it? I will even make a road in the wilderness and rivers in the desert, even when it looks dry, Michelle. When you trust in God and you're moving forward, something has got to happen. Okay, y'all looking at me. Let me give you the first one to moving forward. And I got to go quickly because I had another one to add on to that. Watch out for the wrong associations. Amen. The Bible says in 1 Corinthians 15 and 33, don't let anyone deceive you. Associating with bad people will ruin decent people. I talked about that even with the relationships. The Bible talks about don't even date and marry these people. Amen. Do not be deceived. Evil company corrupts good. Y'all see that? Habits. In a good word translation, it says, don't let anyone deceive you. Associating with bad people will ruin decent people. Now, I grew up in the country, praise God. But one thing our father did not play and our mother, and I think that anybody can just come in our yard and play. He could not, we could not have just any old guys. I had eight sisters, and they used to tease my dad and say, oh, you're going to have a lot of babies, or you're going to have a lot of guys coming to your house. And I promise you, not one day did we have that problem. They used to tease us. We had a little gated yard, and they say, Daddy locked us in the fence and, you know, all this stuff. But I thank God for the lockup, which he didn't do that. But I thank God for what they thought was a lockup, because it kept the bad people out.
Amen.
There were people in our community we couldn't play with. And I thank God for parents that had that kind of wisdom now, because I could have been a statistic if I had got out of that fence. Some things you have to use wisdom. I don't need to be out there with this group of people because they can turn me away from God. Matter of fact, I showed you that in scriptures, but it bears repeating. Go to Deuteronomy chapter 7, verses 3 through 4. Do you have the ESV translation? Deuteronomy chapter 7, verses 3 through 4 in the ESV, if you have ESV. Do you have the ESV? You don't? Okay, I'll just read this and I'll read it out there. Nor shall you make marriages with them. He told them don't marry anybody outside of the covenant. You should not give your daughters to their son, nor take their daughters for your son, for they will turn your sons away from following me to serve other gods. So the anger of the Lord be aroused against you and destroy you suddenly. You shouldn't even marry anybody that's not in covenant with God. Because he said, they're going to turn you away. And I promise you, I have been in ministry 16 years and has never failed. It happens every time. You moving forward, you on fire. Now he don't want you to come to church. I was doing this when I met you. And guess what? The enemy is so cunning, he'll go along with it until you say I do. There are some that's real slick. I told y'all about that the last time I was here. My pastor said he was one of them. Dr. Price said that he courted Dr. Betty for a whole year. As soon as they said I do, he was like, I'm not eating any more black eyed peas and I'm not going back to church. And he said it was serious. He said he hated black eyed peas because every Sunday her mama cooked black eyed peas every Sunday. And he didn't like the church, but he went every Sunday until he conquered what he desired. He said she was determined not to have sex till they got married, and he was determined he was going to get some. So whatever he had to do to get there, what's the point being made? People will do whatever they got to do to conquer what they want. That's how tricky the devil is, little man. Don't believe the hype. I tell our kids this. Don't even, if he act like he wants your phone number, you act like you don't hear it. You walk on by. If she act like she wants your phone number, I've never seen it fail. Every time they get hooked up with the wrong associations, not just girlfriends and boyfriends, the wrong same-sex friends can hinder you when they're not walking the way you're walking. Mm-hmm. Iron sharpens iron. Who is this for? Find friends that encourage you.
Right.
I was talking the other day to Sheila, and I know she don't mind me saying this, and she was talking to me about school, but she don't know it was inspiration. I told her I had to hold off for a minute because I got something. She said, but you can do it. You get on in there. That blessed me. Right. Versus somebody saying, girl, I know because I tried 4 years ago myself. And I'm still, excuse me, I'm still stuck. Sorry about that. Because when they start putting that crap in your spirit, and whether you realize or not, you feeding into that, because some folks, two shades away from being lazy anyway. Let me go on this side of the room. Saints want to pray. Step off of your knees and work. I'm praying about it. You prayed about that job 2 years ago. You still at home on unemployment?
Amen.
Okay, let me go over here. I felt that thing. That's just lazy. Then get mad when the church won't give you $2 more for your light bill. That's not what we're here for. That's not, we're not here to hand out for lazy folk who don't want to believe God and get up and do something. My dad was the kind of man, and I thank God for this. I'm going somewhere. You ain't laying up in the house while I go. You better act like you're doing something.
That's right.
Yes, I get up and leave this house. You get up and don't you come back until you see me in the door.
That's right.
And you better put some dirt on. You better do something. Put a jacket on. You better act like something has happened to you this day.
Amen.
Getting up at 12 o'clock talking about you going to look for a job. Where you going? Okay, y'all looking at me. We put in applications. We send in our resumes, but still there's times when you need to make an appearance, a good, clean cut appearance, not with your pants sagging down. You walk through the door with matter in your eyes, talking about y'all hiring. No, KFC ain't gonna hire you.
Right.
Okay, let me go back in this. Y'all looking at me in that tone of voice. Somebody say, number one, watch out for associations. The wrong one will mess you up. Number two, I'm going somewhere. Make a choice to forget those things which are behind. Philippians 3, verse 12 through 16. Let's see that in the Message Bible. Philippians chapter 3, verses 12 through 16. I'm going quickly, y'all. I'm going to keep you all day. Philippians chapter 3. Is Jesse up there? Not that I've already attained or I'm already perfected, but I press on. So you got to press when it's time to move forward. Getting up at 10 o'clock looking for a job. That's foolery. Because I'm going to tell you what the company is thinking. I can tell you what they're thinking. I'm going to tell you what they're thinking. This ain't have to be a thus said the Lord. If you're getting up at 10 to look for a job, you ain't going to make it here at 8.
Right.
That's what a good boss is thinking. CEO of the company. That's what's on their mind. They're looking for somebody who's not going to make excuses, which we're going to talk about that in a minute. But he says, but I press on that I may lay hold of that for which Christ Jesus has also laid hold of me. Brethren, I do not count myself to have apprehended. But one thing, notice he said, I do. Forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forward to those things which are ahead. Hold on. You got to forget those things which are behind. If you was lazy before you got saved, didn't have no energy, now that you have Christ, become a new person.
Amen.
I ain't laying in the bed at 12 o'clock. I got something to do.
Amen.
Know who this is for. But when you're on an assignment, you ain't got time to lay in the bed all day.
Amen.
Laying up all day. So what you doing? Girl? None. I'm laying down. What? You was doing that at 10. At 2, you still laying down. 6, you laying down. And let me give you another negative. If you're always tired, something is wrong. Go to your doctor. Been there, done that. Go talk to somebody if you're always tired. Medically, something is not right. Well, maybe you might be depressed. Depression causes people to lay around. But you need to find out what you're dealing with and pray about it and then take some action behind that. But notice he says, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forward to those things which are ahead. You got to reach for that thing. You think the devil going to make it easy? Try to reach this. Reach for this. What you got to do? If you want it, you're going to have to get yourself up. But see how she sat there? That's how Christians do. I want the job, Pastor. I want the job, Pastor. I want you sitting there looking.
Amen.
And then sit there and blame God. Y'all know I done told y'all that. Angry. Because you done laid in the bed. Who is this for? Because you're not taking the effort necessary to move forward. And let me give you another nugget. Oh, God. Tired is overrated. It's overrated. Yes, it is. Because everybody, it's a cliche now. I'm tired, I'm tired, I'm tired. What are you doing, boo? Are you dead? You're on the job, you're punching in some keys. You still tired? You get up, you go to the gym. You didn't do nothing but walk a mile. You tired? And see, your body starts lining up when you start confessing this thing in your mind. So now I'm tired. I told my body, you're not tired.
Amen.
We drove here last night. I taught little Jules yesterday morning. Drove here with energy.
Amen.
I was determined. Went to bed full of energy and got up this morning with more energy to go on to the next assignment. Then get mad with the world when you see them moving. Don't take all that. Well, they doing something. You sitting here hating, watching Beyonce and JC, and they making it happen. Okay, but anyway, let's go this way. Look, we won't know it's you. He says, I do forget those things which are behind. Oh, I heard that. And don't even think about commitment. This is the sad thing, sister. You sloppy with God, but committed to the job. You got a plaque on your wall for 25 days of service. You never been late. And I'm not talking about sometimes. We know sometimes you run behind. But I'm talking about you consistently. We know you as Miss Late at church. Anytime we have a meeting, if it don't involve your schedule, around your schedule, you can't even make it. But for the man, for Pharaoh, oh, you're running. Okay, y'all looking at me in that tone of voice. That's even with your kids. Let me give y'all a nugget. The kids are watching, whether you believe it or not. If Pharaoh, and I'm talking about the world system, is you're more committed to them than God, they know. They're not going to tell you. So don't get mad when she turns 16 and don't want to go to church. She want to go to the party. And she ain't come to church. She tired from the party because she done seen you do that. Don't get mad. Don't get to slapping nobody around and you going to church today. Well, we didn't go last Sunday. We went to the football game. I mean, this is what the kids, okay, y'all.
That's right.
But when you train them for commitment to the things of God, because they watching what you're doing more than what you're saying. I remember that saying, I can't see what you're doing for here. No, I can't see what you're doing. I can't hear what you're saying, but watching what you're doing. That's what they used to say. So whatever you're doing, it's sending a message out. Just like Miss Jessica, I was talking to her. She wanted to do some things for the kids. And immediately, what you want me to do, Pastor? Can I do a craft? Send me something in 5 minutes for the kids, crafts. I was like, what? She said, dude, what would you like? Within 5 minutes. See, that's a child that's being trained up to be committed. You understand what I'm saying? Yesterday morning, I had to run some errands. And Christina was going to help the little girls with some activities. I taught the lesson, and then Christina helped the little girls with activities, her and a couple of the adults. But on my way there, I said, Christina, Mommy got to run a couple quick errands because we got to get on the road right up to Jules, and I'll be back. She said, Mom, I got your back. Don't worry about that. And it blessed me because it let me know she saw the commitment level that I have. And she took it upon herself to say, I got you covered. That I got your back, that I'm going to make sure. She said, I know how you want it done. I'll make sure it's just like you want. That's what my daughter said, 13. So they're watching your commitment level. So you wonder why your children are stuck. Some of them can't move forward because they see Mom and Daddy not committed. I was like this all my life, but now you're a new creature. Okay, I heard that. Forget what's behind. Y'all got all that right? All right, go to this scripture then. She giving us a lot of scripture, so you won't have to worry about saying that Pastor said. Go to Ephesians chapter 4 and verse 22. You getting some, JoJo? Watch this. It says, that's my brother. He got this thing that you put off. So who got to do it? Concerning your former conduct. Now you say, boo-boo. You say you love Jesus. You want to move forward. I can't act like I used to act. Oh, I remember this. I'm going to tell on myself because y'all will get mad. I'm not a morning person. I be mad every morning. I used to confess that because I heard other people in my house. We're not morning people. I'm married, Pastor Rex. I bet y'all changed that real quick. He was like, what? For real? I'm not fixing to go through divorce court because of an old habit.
Amen.
That was foolishness.
Amen.
That I picked up from somewhere that I thought were people who, you know,
right.
This our family thing. We not mourning people. Foolishness. Some of the things people are operating in right now because of tradition and habit. God said, put off your former conduct so you can move forward. Look, he says that you put off concerning your former conduct the old man, which grows corrupt according to the deceitful lust. He says, stop doing the stuff that you used to do. Forget those things that are behind. I'm a new creature.
Amen. Amen.
Wow, somebody had found some pictures of me on Facebook. Oh, my God. You have to be careful. I told the younger generation, y'all better be careful because this stuff comes back. But it was a picture. I was about 20, and we was at Tuskegee Homecoming, me and my little sister, And she was teasing me. She said, Tracy, you was looking crazy. I say no telling what I was doing then, but I tell you this much. Look at me now. I put a new picture up. I had to show the new me. Look, this the old. Out with the old, in with the new. And I wasn't doing nothing bizarre, but I'm saying, I was even thinking about this younger generation. Y'all better be careful. Y'all younger generation, because I hate for 20 years down the road you running for president and here your picture is with your bra and panties on.
Right.
I hate for that to happen to you. Because they will, because this guy that put this picture up here, I'm like, well, how you get a picture of me? From 22 years ago. Okay, y'all looking at me in that tone of voice. But you got to put off your form of conduct. The stuff I used to do, I don't want to do it anymore. I'm moving forward. Who got time for a bad attitude now? Okay, let's go to the next one. So we bringing it home. Number 3. Oh, as a matter of fact, do y'all have the New Living Translation, Isaiah 43 and 18? You said you didn't have that one, did you? In the New Living Translation. Isaiah 43 and 18 in the New Living Translation. Is that the one he said he didn't have? Isaiah 43 and 18. Did you have that one in the New Living Translation? I can't see him, but praise God. Number three. Okay, there it is. But forget all of that. Look at this. It is nothing compared to what I am going to do. Man, see, the devil didn't want y'all to see this. He tried to stop it. He said, forget all of that. All of what, whatever it was that had you stuck. The old man that want to take care of yourself, thinking you got to figure stuff out. Somebody say, ain't got to figure it out. God already worked it out. And he said, forget all that. See, I'm screaming, right? Y'all don't know why. I'm so full of this. I could run a country mile, right? I don't see what I'm seeing in here. I see the multitudes. I don't see what you guys see. You understand? When I came in here and I saw you greeting the multitudes. When are we coming here and we teach this word? I see the vision I had, Eric, years ago. That's what I see. Shh. Say, forget all of that. You think you had it. I heard you. I had more money when I wasn't saying. Forget all of that. Trust God. Dope money ain't God's money. God can give you money that the dope man won't understand. And you ain't got to watch your back no more. Watch this. I heard you dating guys because they can take care of you. Who is this for? God said, I know how to take care of what belongs to me. Got to open up your legs for no money. Open up your hands and get some money.
Amen.
Lift them up. Close your legs. But forgetting all that, look at this. It is nothing compared to what I am going to do. Now, this is good news. Is this not good news? Okay, y'all looking at me in that tone. Go to Jeremiah 33 and 3 in the Message Bible. I'm going to show you something to blow your mind. You're trying to figure it out. You're trying to figure it out. God said, look, call to me and I will answer you. How am I going to go forward? I'll tell you marvelous and wondrous things that you could never figure out on your own. You're trying to figure out how you're going to go for God said, just keep walking. When I got in that car to come to North Carolina, I wasn't trying to figure out because I knew I had a destination in mind. Trying to figure it out. Matter of fact, I was telling her on the way here, I don't even care what people around me was going. They could be going to Jamaica. They could be going to Japan. I don't care what y'all doing in other cars. I got my eyes on the prize. I'm going to North Carolina. We going to Archdale. That's where we coming. When you get focused on where God is taking you, you won't be so moved by what other people saying and doing and so busy harping on what you don't have compared to your neighbor. Let me give you a nugget. Stop comparing yourself to other people. Your journey is not their journey, and your destination is for you. Looking at the preachers around us and what they're doing. Yeah, you got folks packed out today, ain't saying a word. Am I judging them? No, but I got my eyes on the prize. If he did it for them, God knows he got to do it for us. Well, maybe it just ain't working. See, your carnal mind saying that. Because the Bible says, check this out. Walk by faith and not by sight. Because God knows if you get to walking and moving forward, you going by sight, you're going to stay stuck. You won't keep going because you'll move by what you see. I don't know who this is for, but I don't preach myself happy. Go to number four, right? We're on number four. Get over yourself. Galatians 2:20 in the New Living Translation. Somebody say, I got to get over myself. It ain't about you. I got a couple more scriptures. Galatians 2:20. You got it. 2 and 20. Galatians 2:20. Galatians 2 and 20. My old self has been crucified with Christ. It is no longer I who live, but Christ who lives in me. So I live in this earthly body. How? By trusting in the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. Do y'all see that? Okay, let me read it to you in Acts 20 and 24 in the ESV. I don't think they have that. Paul said, but I do not count my life of any value, nor as precious to myself, if only I may finish my course in the ministry that I received from the Lord Jesus to testify to the gospel of the grace of God. In other words, Paul said, I done died to my flesh. It's all about my assignment right now. And when you die to your flesh, you can move forward. Hold on. Let's go to Luke chapter 9 and verse 23. I'm sorry. I won't do that one because we got to go. Go to Matthew 10, verse 38 and 39 in the Message. Yeah, we going out of here. I ain't going to keep y'all long morning. I know you're like, hey, we hungry, ready to go home. Right? Y'all ready to go home? We're going to let y'all out. Watch this. If you don't go all the way with me, for those who thinking about backing it up and staying back, we ain't talking about backing up to go forward. You got to be committed. When you say I'm going to move forward, whatever challenges come, whatever fear, you got to make up in your mind. Now, y'all got to get this. Come hell, high water, low water, or no water, I'm going forward. The church, they know me. This is one of my favorite sayings. I come hell, high water, low water, or no water at all, I'm going forward. Now, one thing our family know, my kids know I love you, but you're not stopping me from going forward. Last weekend we were here and Pastor said he wanted me to come back to Ashburn, and Christina had for a second. Mama, I don't know if I'm coming back because next weekend we got little Jules and I said, stay here. Mama going. Monday, I think I was sleeping, Mama. And I said, no, you stay in here. I said, Mommy, get her things together. We got to go. I got to go back to North Carolina next weekend. Stay here. Oh, no, Mommy, I was tired. I'm going with you. I got to go see Grandma. I'm going. But the point she know is that regardless of what she was saying, Mommy got things. I'm on an assignment. I am moving forward. And please don't take this the wrong way. But if everybody didn't, nobody show up this morning, JoJo, but me and Jesus, I was going to preach these chairs like Jesus was coming back today. See, when you're moving forward, you don't have time to be worried about that other. Forget the stuff that's behind you. I'm going ahead. Well, I heard that. Well, I tried it. It didn't work. Keep working it. Now, watch this. If you don't go all the way with me through thick and thin, you don't deserve me. Get over yourself. Well, Pastor talked to me crazy. You know I wasn't trying to talk to you crazy. You know I was on an assignment, just like when your mama told you to get your butt out that bed. Did you leave home? No, mama had been telling you to get up, but you didn't pay her any attention, so she had to use a little force. Right. Ooh, why we get so offended in church? That's a trick. You can handle the heat anyway. Your husband call you all kind of B's and H's, but get to church and somebody don't speak, you gone. Mm-hmm. Is that not foolishness?
Yes.
Get over yourself. You ain't that, you ain't that important. Joe, let me give you a little nugget. People think they're so important. Let me give you a little nugget. God can replace anybody that don't want to be used. Go throughout the Bible and find. If I decide I want to come to Asheboro, guess what? He'll send somebody else. And get over yourself. You ain't that hot and mighty that God got to use you, or if he don't use you, it won't get done. I got people got mad, left the church, and want to walk next week. It's okay. Go on about your business, because guess what? I'm still standing. I'm still trusting. I'm still holding on to what I believe.
Amen.
Fully persuaded. Shoot. Still standing on the word that's in my heart. See, when it's in your heart and you know what God to do, you'll keep moving when everybody around you is standing. Some will back up. I got a prophetic word about 25 years ago, and I forgot about it, and God has been bringing it back up to me. When I was in school of ministry, one of the prophets of Crenshaw told me, he said, God began to share with him, it would be like Samuel with me. He said, you'll begin to outrun those who are around you. And I promise you, I'm seeing it today. Not bragging, because they decided they weren't ready to take it all away.
Mm-hmm.
I don't let anybody. When I got married to Rex A. Rick Sr., love this man. God knows I love my husband. But I promise you, he'll tell you I was running when he met me. And still running today. Only thing that stopped me from running as hard for a period was I had 3 kids. And I knew my assignment. I wasn't finna say the world and my kids go to hell. That's not my calling. You see that all the time. The preachers, they, you know, y'all talk about the preachers and the teachers because they so busy saving the world. No. I was on an assignment at home with our babies for a season. Now this season is where it's me and them can roll. Okay, y'all not listening. You got to know when your season is. But one thing Rex A. Rick Sr. will tell you, if he was standing here today, she has never lost her fire for God.
Amen.
I'm going to preach the word. I'm going to teach the word. I'm going to do what God tell me to do, JoJo. I don't care what anybody, with tears in my eyes. I remember when I was getting ready to go to school of ministry. We were in Alabama, and God told me to go to California. And my daddy didn't understand it. He didn't. You know, I was a mama's and daddy's little girl back then. But with tears in my eyes, you know what I told my parents? I said, I got to go to California. I was crying. My daddy said, I don't understand it, but I'm going to support you. I cried. I mean, tears. Boo-hoo tears. I was in the kitchen. I'll never forget, they were in the living room, we had like the little open floor playing, and I just told my parents, I said, I gotta go. Now, for me to leave from Alabama to go to California? But God knew that when he gave me an assignment, from day one, I'm gonna take it. And I promise you, you know how, y'all don't listen to this kind of music, but who said that get rich or die trying, fit to see it? See, that means all or none right there. That's where I'm at with God. I am his ride or die chick, for real. I'm like, whatever you say, do. And how you said, dude, I'm in it to win it. Because he says, if you don't go all the way with me through thick and thin, what do you mean thick and thin? Even when the road looks rough. That's why Paul said, whatever state I'm in, I've learned to be content. What Paul was saying, that even when the money is low, Eric, even when people talk about me and the vision don't look clear in my personal life, I'm going with you, God. I'm going to trust what you said. Paul said, I've learned to be content, whatever state I'm in. Watch this, he says. Oh, I know what it means to have and don't have. I was in school of ministry. I didn't have any money coming in, just the faith of God. And for 2 years straight, he took care of me. I lived, had computers, internet access. I had wash and dry. Some of my classmates that lived in L.A. would come to my house to wash clothes that was working every day. That's the kind of stuff God will do when he know you in it for thick and thin. So JoJo, when I get the money, guess what? The money won't have this sister. Because when God tell me to get her shoes away, I'll walk up out of these bad boys in a minute. I'll take this off. She said she likes this brooch. She don't know I'm finna give it to her. So stuff don't have, I don't care nothing about it. See, when that's getting over yourself. But see, when you're full of self and God tell you to sow, oh, I got to do this. I got this bill to pay. I got, no, I'm kidding. Please hear my heart. I'm not where I want to be yet. But Michelle, I promise you, I don't care nothing about it. Money is a means of exchange to me. Mm-hmm. When he tell me to sow and give, I don't care. I'm going to be obedient. It don't matter because he got to have me. I'm trusting him. I don't have a fear of my money not coming back. He said, I'll free you from all fear. Even some of you need to be freed from the money fear. Oh, I heard that. Oh, good God. Forget the past. Well, Pastor, me and my mom and daddy, we grew up poor, and my mom and them almost got put out, so now I got to keep me a snatch. I'm not telling you not to use wisdom, but trust God. If he tell you to sow that snatch, guess what? Mm-hmm. It's got to come back. Amen. Oh, I heard that lie. Free yourself from the money fear. Repeat after me. I am free from the money fear. And money. Y'all ain't saying it like you mean it. And money. Coming to me now. I am a money man. See, y'all didn't get that. Pastor said, write and recite. This is scriptural. He said, I will give you the power to get wealth. Don't be scared of no money. How you going to give what you don't have? And Sheila, I got to have more than what I'm giving, because I'm going to tell you now, I'm over myself, but I refuse to believe I could get the water without getting wet. Amen. Okay, y'all didn't hear that. You got to have it in order to be a blessing. And it's a trick of the enemy for church for us to stay stuck where we've been for years. Amen. Chicken dinners and fish place. That ain't the will of God. Amen. Chicken scatter the church folks. Okay, y'all didn't get that. That was a joke where the chicken was crossing the street from the church, and they said, why are you crossing? So he was scared he was going to get fried up. But anyway, let's go this way. Fish don't even want to swim by the church. If you don't go all the way with me through thick and thin, you don't deserve me. If your first concern, look at this. Read it, Michelle. What it say? If your first concern is to look out after yourself, you'll never find yourself. But if you forget about yourself, get over yourself, and look to me, you'll find both yourself and me. You will never discover who you are until you find God and keep it moving.
Wow.
I didn't know who I was, JoJo. I'm so secure now. I can walk in the room and the men, oh, pop. No, y'all. Y'all didn't get that. Y'all was saved, wasn't you? Trying to wake them up, Michelle, son. They don't want to do right. Church folks. No, but I wasn't always where I'm at right now. I'm still working on some things. I'm not saying I'm perfected. But I'm being perfected every day. I'm not perfect, excuse me, but I'm being perfected. But the attitude you had years ago should be different now, because you make a choice, I'm going forward. Okay, how much time? We finna close. We doing okay with the time? Number three, set your mind on things above. Colossians 3:2 in the Amplified. Somebody say, I gotta make up my mind. Did we do that one? Okay. I went past it. Let me make sure I give it to y'all, because we was on four. I want to give it to you. Colossians 3 and 2. I'm going quick. Let me ask you this one question. Did you receive the Holy Spirit as a result of obeying the law, obeying his words, or was it by hearing the message of the gospel and believing it? Was it from observing the law of rituals or from a message of faith? Okay, hold on. Colossians 3, 2. That's the what translation? Let's go to the message. So she bring it home because she's starting to sweat. Y'all got me sweating. Say, new creatures don't sweat like that. Got to be pretty. ABC. I always be cute, double C, and Christ-like. Don't shuffle along. Look at this. Eyes to the ground. Observe what the things right in front of you. Y'all see that? Because he'll make it, oh, this is coming. This is coming. Look up and be alert to what is going on around Christ. That's where the action is. That's where it is. They don't want you to think it's on yourself. No, this is where that. See things from what? His perspective. Do y'all see that? Somebody said, I got to change my perspective to move forward. What do you mean by that? Instead of looking at it like, ooh, I'm getting old and I'm single. No, God is seasoning me for that mighty man and woman
Amen.
Of God.
Amen.
You got to change your perspective on life.
Yes.
Is the glass half empty or glass half full? You got to have a right perspective in order to move forward. Yeah, he left you, she left you, but it's all good because God is setting you up for the new thing he's doing. He said, forget that because what I'm doing now is no comparison. Amen. Okay, y'all watch this. Somebody said, home. Let's go to the number five. We're on number five, right? Did I give you four? What was four? Remember, get over yourself. Okay, last one. So number five. Stop making excuses. Get over yourself. Stop making excuses. Let me tell you what God told me. I wrote this down. You have to come out of your comfort zone. You got to be willing to be stretched to become a faith walker. You have to come out of your comfort zone. We have to be willing to be stretched to become a faith walker. What do you mean to become stretched? There are sometimes you might be used to giving $20 every service, but how about today God might say, so that 100. Somebody said, that's a stretch. I was telling Olympia on the way here. I heard a friend of mine saying this. You know, people say, well, I'm going to sow more seed when my big check comes. And she told me something that stood up. She said, you got a challenge with $100. When you get $100,000, no. You ain't going to be able to sow that. I ain't saying you got to sow the whole check. Don't, y'all, somebody got nervous. No, you ain't going to be able to pay your tithes off $100,000 and definitely sow no seed if you got a challenge with $100,000. Perspective has to change. Watch this. He says, matter of fact, go to... two scriptures I told you I was going to show you, but I didn't. Philippians chapter 4, verse 11 through 13 in the Message Bible. Stop making excuses and make a choice that I'm going to go forward. Well, I don't know. I have some hard times going on. Trust God. Stretch yourself.
Amen.
Do you know it's a known fact, even when we go to the gym, why everybody keep doing the same thing and get accustomed? You can stop weight loss just by walking the same 2 miles for 3 years. I'll never forget one of my older sisters. She was talking to my baby sister, who's more of a, you know, runner. She really, real active. And she was talking to her, and she told her she's been running like 4 miles. And my older sister was saying that. And my baby sister told her, you've been doing that for about 10 years now, hadn't you? And she said, you know what? She hadn't even thought about it. It was just such a habit. And she was wondering why her body wasn't seeing no changes. Now she started doing more, stretching herself, doing the exercising as far as weightlifting. And she was like, she could tell the difference in her body. Sometimes you're so used to doing things on a routine. Okay, whoever this is for. Listen, actually, Paul said, I don't have a sense of needing anything personally. See, he got over himself, Apostle Paul. I don't need nothing personal. I ain't worried about that. If God tells me to sow $100, I'm going to get $100. I've learned by now to be quite content, whatever my circumstances. Oh, I done been there. I done been to School of Ministries of the Truth. I was in California. God showed me how to believe him for real. I had to be a water walker. Caught on one notch from East in South Central LA, and I promise you, I drove back and forth to class for at least 2 or 3 days on that E. No, it wasn't nothing but Jesus. Waiting on somebody to be obedient and sow the seed. There's another nigga, don't give up on God when you're moving forward, because people got to be obedient. Pray for them. It's some folks so stingy, Japan, they can hear, some told me to give you that $20. Well, why you ain't obey? Because when some told you to cuss that girl out, you obeyed that. But when some told you to bless somebody, you can't hear. Okay, y'all looking at me in that tone of voice. Matter of fact, I heard that too. It's better to think you heard from God when it concerns blessing somebody than not to do it at all, because you can't lose. If I think God told me to bless you, I'm going to go ahead and be obedient, because guess what? It's impossible not to give and then not come back to me good measure, pressed down, shaking together and running over. It's a principle that works.
Amen.
Now watch this. She says, I've learned by now. Now look, notice this. He said, I've learned this. So if you've learned it, guess what that means, time? Thousandfold. Time. How much time? 5 minutes. Okay, I'm going to be through. Look what he says. Thousandfold. I've learned by now. See, God have to teach you how to move forward. Chappelle, I wasn't always here. I had a fear. I told you, oh, the money and everything else, relationships, all kind of fear. Because most of your problems now are stemming from some form of fear. You can't even be loving with your husband. You scared because your daddy left your mom. If you let it go, then he going to leave you. That's foolishness. Oh, God, I don't want to say this, but I will. I got 5 minutes, God. God had to teach me how to love Rex Riggs. I didn't see that through people before me. I tell him I love you. You're the best thing ever happened to me. I tell him in front of the church. I ain't scared of him leaving me. I ain't scared of him hurting me. Because the blessings of the Lord maketh one rich and add no sorrow. Even if whatever happens. Oh, we've been through some things now. But regardless of what come and what go, I know that God sent him and it will add no sorrow. I heard from the Lord. So whatever we go through, I can rest assured that we're coming out.
Amen.
Okay, y'all don't even. Y'all don't.
Amen.
Yeah. See, that's why it's good not to share stuff with people around you sometimes, because they're not there. Because they're still looking at the old.
Yeah.
We over there.
Amen.
You understand what I'm saying? When you got a past era, you can't let people know what happened in your past. Some folks can't handle it because now they're looking at you. Not that you've done this as a drug man still. You deliver from that. Okay, y'all looking at me in that tone. But he says, I've learned by now to be quite content, whatever my circumstances. So all hardship ain't bad. Like Pastor Rick said, I've learned from my affliction. We saw it in the scriptures last week. So when you're being afflicted with finances, this is an opportunity to grow. I'm going to be stressed instead of me being scared of money. Devil, I'm going to let you know I don't have a 10, but I'm going to pay my tithes and I'm going to give my offer what you want me to give, God. Amen. And watch this. He says, I've learned by now to be quite content, whatever my circumstances. I'm just as happy with little as with much. Man, I know what it means. Ooh, Sheila, I know what it means. Now, you know California's expensive. I was out there with no job. You're talking about oodles and noodle fed. I can't stand them things right now. Y'all know oodles and noodles. You get them like four $1. So don't even bring me, I don't even eat spaghetti hauling on because I don't look at no noodle. I mean, I done been to where, for real though, you got to believe God down to the bare necessities. Y'all don't know what I'm talking about. So money don't have me. Also, I'll give, you look good. Yeah, but it's all for the glory of God, baby. Because the stuff don't mean nothing to me. So it's good when you learn how to be content. There's somebody this morning, you upset because you don't have enough. Change your perspective. Lord, there's somebody on the street. I have a place to stay. There's somebody's child that didn't wake up this morning. Yeah, yours might give you some problems, but you still have hope, confident expectation in God. Somebody's child is dead this morning. Somebody got a phone call today that said your child did not make it. Can you imagine? And if that is you, God will bring you through. But when the devil try to make you think you are hopeless, watch this. I'm just as happy with little as with much, with as much as with little. I found the recipe for being happy, whether full or hungry, hands full or hands empty. Whatever I have, wherever I am, I can make it through anything in the one who makes me who I am. Yeah. Good God. Oh, I'm preaching myself. I'm going to sow a seed on myself when I get through. Watch this. He says, I found the recipe. There's ingredients. I'm giving you the ingredients to a happy life. Move forward. Don't let what you do have or do not have stop you from hearing from God. Keep this recipe. And let me give you a nugget. It's a guarantee to success. Yes. Well, how is it going to happen? I'm glad you asked. This the last. She's been bringing home. Go to Romans chapter 4 and verse 18 in the Message translation. If this don't make you happy, you ain't going to get happy because this done made me happy. Ooh, I'm so happy, y'all. Excuse me. I sing because I'm happy. I sing because I'm free. Woo! His eye is on the sparrow, and he's the reason why I sing. Y'all don't understand it, do you? I'm free. No more chains holding me. I'm moving forward, and God is, I'm doing like Harriet. You know what Harriet Tubman did? That's why I love her. This is one of my favorite Black History Month every day for me, women of God. Harriet Tubman. She was a brave woman. When she got her freedom, she risked her life to go back and get the rest of them on the master's plantation. I ain't scared of no demon. Harriet was like, come on, I got something for you. Come on, we fist to move forward. And they say that with Harriet, she ain't play that crap. You scared, you turn around. They say, Harriet, I'll kill you before you get me out. You gonna stay, hey. She ain't letting nothing hold up. Cause she knew the dangers of being around, okay. You endangering me and everybody else around me when you won't keep it moving. Okay, y'all look at this. Well, how is this going to happen? I'm glad you said that. When everything was hopeless, the devil tried to make you think ain't nothing. Didn't God say I'm doing a new thing? It's no comparison to what, oh my good God. Eric, he said I'm doing a new thing for you. I dare you to believe me. Watch this, it ain't over. I don't care if you 45 years old and you was born in the backseat of a Chevette and they don't even make them anymore. It ain't over. Watch this. When everything was hopeless, Abraham believed anyway. When no people showed up in Asheboro, North Carolina, I still believe because that's what I believe. Woo, you said you'd deliver me. So y'all can tell I'm a song girl, right? Love to worship God. I love to hear things that inspire me about Jesus. But you told me you'd deliver me, and that's what I believe. It's mine. Whatever God said. Matter of fact, I can hear Michelle Williams now. When Jesus say yes, nobody can say no. When God say yes, when Jesus say yes, God said yes, Asheboro. Yeah. Can't nobody say no. Watch this. When everything was hopeless, Abraham believed anyway. Watch this. Deciding, he made a choice. I'm going forward. To live not on the basis of what he saw he couldn't do. Can I stop here? Do you see this? You got to pay somebody, JoJo, for them not to get it, okay? JoJo, you see this? Watch this. Deciding to live not on the basis of what he saw he couldn't do. Do you see this? But on what God said he would do. Now, we can close the Bible up. We can go home on that one. Chappelle, he's saying, let me go again now for the slow people. Decided not to live on the basis of what he said he couldn't do, but on what God said he would do. Matter of fact, go to the New King James in this translation. I'm done. Proverbs 18:21, New King James. He was basing not on what he couldn't do, but what God said he would do. That's why you got to write and recite this word as our pastor's teaching us. Because when it seemed hopeless, the devil, like the kids on the street, use a lie. God said, I'm the head and not the tail, and no weapon formed against me will prosper. God said, I was the apple of his eye. You got to know this word.
Amen.
No. The same scripture we just had in Romans in the Message translation. Chapter 4, verse 18 through 21, Message translation. Romans chapter 4. What y'all doing? Y'all up? Y'all sleep? Y'all good? Jesus still Lord? Praise God. And I'm going to 21. If you could put them all up there, that'll be even greater. Who, contrary to hope, this is the last one, and hope believe. Okay, now they're trying to mess with me. The devil is a liar. The old man would have went in. But I'm the new creature, so she's moving forward. She don't sweat like that. Praise God. Yeah, they said I was the toughest pastor, y'all. They talked about me, Sheila. They used to talk about me. The boy told me, he said I was a general in the army. That wasn't right, was it, Chappelle? But he had a good point, because see, they tried to run me out. Somebody going down, it won't be me. I was 28 when I started pastoring, by myself, little young girl. They thought they was going to run me out of the church. But I had to let them know that I am in control and here, and it ain't going to be but one leader. Either I'm going to lead, or you're going to lead. And guess what? After I trained all the little children, we good. I ain't have to go there no more, so I don't sweat like that no more. If I say sit down, you sit down. Ain't nobody trying to be your boss, but somebody got to lead. See, that's another thing we have to learn in the church order. You get offended when your boss, you ain't going to come on that job and run the things the way you want to run them. You're going to follow the lead of the company. See, and what happens is a lot of people ain't been trained in the church. So when they find somewhere that there's order, oh, they talked about me, sister, know what they said? That girl take it too far. Oh, they talked about me so bad, they said I take it too far. But see, I believe in things being done Bible-wise, decently and in order. Everybody good? We good. My kids tell you, I don't yell at you. Ain't gonna act no, we good. But you ain't gonna, you gonna line up. And if I need to tell you to sit down, that's what I meant. I meant sit down. I'm not playing saying, sit down. You're so cute, Judge. Sit down. No, sit down. And if you don't love me because I told you to sit down, then you didn't love me anyway. Amen. Don't never forget, always value good leadership.
Amen.
Okay, y'all looking at me, Tone. Who, contrary to hope, say that was just a little nugget. She ain't getting on nobody. Praise God. You can come back next week. Pastor Rex will be back, and he's a good leader, too. Praise God. Pastor talking about, y'all don't want Pastor Troy's to come. I said, babe, see, you ain't got to do it like that. Because what I do, mother, I just tell you, I'm not playing them. We don't play them games in here. We're moving forward. And if you're playing games, you got to find a playground. I don't play when it comes down to kingdom. I like to have fun. We can hang out all day long. But when it comes down to an assignment, don't like that. When you get ready to work, don't you want to work? You don't want to be playing with nobody, right, man of God? Nobody got time for that. And Sweet Brown was the first one to say it. But watch this. Who, contrary to hope, and hope believed, so that he what? Became the father of many nations, according to what was spoken. So shall your descendants be, and not being weak in faith. So in order to move forward, you got to have strong faith. Stop making excuses. Water walk.
Amen.
God, if this is you bidding me to come, and we talk about Peter, but he was walking, he did something nobody else did. And sometimes when you're going forward, you're going to have to be a water walker. And boat riders don't like water walkers, for those of us who do. She just too airy. See, she ain't even about to say, now I was in the message. She started talking about she in control. She thinks she all of that. Yeah, God think I'm all of that.
Amen, Pastor.
Because when I stand before him, my kids will tell you, I said, I'm going to hear well done.
Amen.
I ain't going to say, I would have said it, but Michelle, I like her too good, and I ain't going to get mad with me. No, he, you know, no, not this one. Because I didn't want to preach. Let me go on this side of the room. I was too cool to be a pastor, preach. Oh, no, cool girl. Told the Lord I'd go to the club. I'd tear the club up with Jesus. I won't go in there and be shaking my butt for the devil. I'll go in there and tell, but God called me. And when he called me, this child here, excuse me, I'm going to give it everything I got. He said, all or none, and this is what I'm going to do. Now watch this. He said, so shall your descendants be, and not being weak in faith. He did not consider his own body. So remember we read that a little while ago in the other translation. He didn't consider what he could do, but what God said he would do. Watch this. Rather yet, he didn't consider what he could not do, but what God said he would do. and the deadness of Sarah's womb. She's just like 100 years old. We got children's ministry, right? Everything was dead. All the valleys probably was dry. Okay, y'all looking at me in that tone of voice. This woman 100 years old, you got Pope 60 claiming they need all kind of supplements. Which, whoever this is for, don't be claiming all that stuff that you getting old and you. We were in book club the other night, one of the older ladies in book club, she blessed us. I got me a boyfriend, Pastor. I said, okay. She said, I'm alive. I said, okay, okay. She said, I was at my friend's house. She get to see that, I can't tell y'all. She said, I could hear your voice, Pastor. So I ain't do it. What'd she say? Well, how did she put it? She fixed it. She heard my voice, but I ain't go no further with that because I know what I've been saying. I didn't try to get into business, but she let us know she still got it. So the point I'm trying to make is ain't nobody trying to say, you know, stuff don't come back alive, but you got to believe God. And if it's dead, we'll show you how to get it fixed, resurrected. Praise God. Watch this. And the deadness of Sarah's womb. Oh, I didn't want to say this because mother in here, but I got to say this. I heard this. Mother, I ain't want to say this. And I know this is the Lord. Notice Jesus. When you trust God, he'll make it right. For real though, you ain't got to test the water. You ain't got to try that. You know, because I know people think, well, how you going to know if you don't test? Baby, God know your, let me tell you what Pastor Rick said. This I heard my pastor. Any store in America you go in, he wear the same shoe size. He said, you know what I like? Just pick up the box and bring it back. It's going to fit. What's the point I'm trying to make? God know what you like, how you like it. Okay, let me go. Look this way. And see, we laugh, but people going to get divorces behind this kind of stuff. Somebody selling their stuff all across town because they afraid to trust God. You ain't got to test the water out. That's how good your God. Matter of fact, God will make it. God will show out. See, they don't want to hear me. Let me go this way. And the deadness, I can hear Bishop Ricks now. If it's good, you got to say something. Let me go on this side of the room. So y'all trying to play church, they playing. So this going to save somebody. Because see, I ain't want to say, see, God love you so much, he ain't want you to be frustrated. He don't want nobody to be frustrated. See, the peace of God when everything is smooth. From the bedroom to the front door, everything's smooth. That's how good success, Pastor Ray. Good success. When the dog happens, the roach come through your house, then everybody can move forward then. Some folks can't move forward, they ain't happy. You're frustrated. Don't be afraid.